Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 13th of March 2026. Today's topic is The Miracle from a Jar. Our text today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. Verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Verse 4, And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. A girl returned from church one Thursday night and noticed that there was no dinner for the family. She prayed to God for provision of food. Not long after, a man who rode on a motorcycle brought in some foodstuffs, saying that someone told him to bring the foodstuffs to the family. This act was a miracle indeed and left the girl dumbfounded. God works in mysterious ways. The widow in our text cried to Elisha for help to pay the debt hanging on the family. When asked, all she had was a pot, jar of oil. At the instruction of prophet Elisha, she got more empty vessels, jars, from her neighbors, poured the oil into all the vessels collected, until there was no more vessel to pour the oil into again. She sold the oil, paid her debt, and had surplus. You may experience challenges related to school fees, study materials, and feeding. Give your life to Christ. Then you can pray to God, like the widow did, and the Lord will multiply the little you have and satisfy you with multiplied blessings. Quote for the day: God works in mysterious ways. The challenge for today is, pray to God for all your needs. Prayer. Dear Lord, divinely meet all my needs in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.